Thank you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, जो जानते आए तो मई को करो प्रयाम पत्र रामचंद्र की जय
कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गौर शिवा सभी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा को श्याम को गिर गोवदान की जय वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय नवद्वीप मय को धाम की जय गंगमाय गुणमाय की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय समवित भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेम नंदी हरि हरि गो ऑल ग्लोरीज टू दी सेवेंटी वर्ल्ड्स ऑल ग्लोरीज टू दी सेवेंटी वर्ल्ड्स ऑल ग्लोरीज टू दी सेवेंटी वर्ल्ड्स ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु श्री गंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री बाबा श्री बाबा की जय
Hare Krishna. So now we have a little Bhagavad Gita and then we can go.
Okay, no problem.
Let me see. Is the Bhagavad Gita? Yes. शुक उवाच गोपानन्दादया श्रुत्वा द्रुमयो पततो रवम् तत्राजग्मु कुरु श्रेष्ठा निगातभयसंकितः सुखदेव गोस्वामी continued. O Maharaj Parikshit, when the Yamala Arjuna trees fell, all the coward men in the neighborhood, hearing the fierce sound and fearing thunderbolts, went to the spot. This chapter describes releasing Krishna from the mortar, buying fruits, entering Vrindavan, herding the cows in the forest and killing Vatsasura and Bakasura. Bhum yam nipatito tatra tatrisho jamala juno papramustat avikyaya lakshyam patana karanam. There they saw the fallen Yamala Arjuna trees on the ground, but they were bewildered, because even though they could directly perceive that the trees had fallen, they could not trace out the cause for their having done so. Ulukalam vikashantam damnapadam cha balakam kasyedam kuta aschayam utpata iti katara. Krishna was bound by the rope to the ulukala, the mortar, which he was dragging. But how could he have pulled down the trees? Who had actually done it? Where was the source for this incident? Considering all these astounding things, the coward men were doubtful and bewildered. The coward men of Braj understood that Krishna had caused the Yamala Arjuna trees to fall, but because of prema, they could not think that it was so. They doubted that such a small boy could do such a thing. They express their doubts in these verses. Who has done this? why has this amazing accident happened to this boy? It is our good fortune that Lord Narayan has protected him. Thinking in this way, the cowherd men were filled with anxieties. So, well, this is one aspect of Braj Bhakti, that Krishna is never understood by the Brijvasis to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They always think of him as a small little balaka, a child. The trees had fallen down. The rope was there. Krishna was there. And the boy said, Krishna did it. But the Brijvasi thought, no. Krishna is a small child. How can he do this? We love him. It must have been some storm. So in this way, out of love, they can never actually see that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They love him too much. It is described that once the cowherd boys were wrestling with Krishna, and Krishna's side was losing. So by the agreement, Krishna's side had now to carry the winners, and Krishna had to carry one other cowherd boy. But Krishna said, no, I don't want to carry. Today I'm a little lazy. Today I don't want to carry. So the other boy says, why do you think you can break the rules of the game? Well, said Krishna, I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj. I am the son of the king, therefore I can break the rules of the game. But the cow boy said, what makes Nanda Maharaj the king? He has a few more cows. So you cannot, on the strength of a few more cows, break the rules of the game. Why do you think you do not need to carry the opposite side? So then Krishna, he really didn't want to carry the opposite side. He said, because I'm God, I don't have to carry the opposite side. Then the cowherd boy said, Gopal, you have a very small mouth, but you put very big words in this mouth. this is two big words. You have to give some proof that you are God. So Krishna, by his yoga maya potency, arranged that all the cowherd boys were brought to Vaikuntha, and there Krishna was sitting on the throne of Narayan, and all of a sudden Krishna was changing into Narayan. Extra arms were coming. See, said Krishna, I am Narayan. I am God. The cowherd boy saw their friend Krishna sitting on the throne of Narayan. Oh, and they felt so bad. Krishna, what are you doing there? You come with us, play. You don't sit on the throne. Okay, for today, you don't have to carry the other boys. So with this saying like this, when they said like this, Krishna asked them to close their eyes, and he brought them back to Bandiravan's forest. and Bandiravan's forest, he immediately was saying, "See, I don't have to carry you, but please forget that I'm Narayan. I want to play with you." So this is a wonder of Braj Bhakti, that love is superior for than awe and majesty, and that is why we also have to learn, if we want to go to Vrindavan, we have to learn to love Krishna like the cowherd boys, like the gopis, and so on. Without this love in our heart, you can not really know what is Vrindavan. Without this love, you cannot know what is Radhakund, Shyamakund, what is Giriraj. And we are today very happy that one wonderful Brijvasi has come, because it is these Brijvasis with their very uncomplicated loving feelings towards Radha and Krishna and so on. They can teach us a little bit what this love of Godhead means. So I just wanted to read these few verses to you from the Bhagavatam. Now we wish a Shubha Yatra to Thakur Lal,
yes,
and Bhanu Nandini. Please come home safely to Radhakund, and Bhanu Nandini, you have, Thakur Lal has ordered, puja must be done. And I'm want to just give a few presents to the devotees at Radhakund. That is my great desire.